Welcome to this episode of The Drifting Pen, a podcast for voice-guided Zentangle classes. For today's class, you'll need a white Zentangle tile or a piece of paper, a black pen. I'm using a Sakura Micron 01 pen, a pencil, a blending stump, and maybe a white jelly roll. So let's start this class by first getting comfortable and allowing ourselves to relax and try to eliminate any distractions. This is your time. Put your headphones on and just listen and draw. If you want to just jump right into drawing, fast forward about 30 seconds or so. But if you're still here, we can start to pay attention to the breath. Lower your eyes and begin to pay attention to the air being pulled in through your nose, filling your lungs, and then pay attention to how the air leaves your lungs and expels out through your nose. Let's take a few more moments here to observe the breath, continuing at your own pace. Just breathing in and breathing out. Now raise your eyes, roll your shoulders a little, loosen them up, and let's get started. With your tile or paper in front of you, take a moment to pick it up and observe it with appreciation and gratitude. So today we'll start with a border. Take your pencil and add 4 corner dots, one in each corner of the tile. And then take your pencil and draw a light line that goes from one dot to the next. And then to the next dot. Drawing a line between each of the corner dots, creating a border. You can put the pencil down now and pick up your black pen. We're going to concentrate our drawing in the center of our tile. So first add a single dot anywhere in the center of your tile, a small little dot, just the pen hits the paper and we're adding a dot anywhere in the vicinity of the center of the tile. Now add a few more dots, maybe 6 or 7, and they can be spread out, but concentrated in the center area. Now pick one of those dots and draw a line to a neighboring dot, a straight line. And from that dot, find another neighboring dot in the hopes of making a triangle. So we're going from one dot to another one. And then the final line, going from dot to dot, creates the triangle. Now pick a corner of the triangle, any corner, and put your pen at that corner. And draw a line that splits that triangle into two triangles. And then we're going to draw another line down from that same point to split one of those triangles. Doesn't matter which one. We're just going to continue in this fashion as we go along. So again, put your pen at the corner and draw another straight line to split the other triangle. So now you should have 4 triangles inside a bigger triangle. Now you can add more lines and keep splitting these triangles if you like, so that you have something like 8 triangles. Okay. Now find another dot that's going to be the apex of the next triangle. and draw a straight line to another dot. And then draw another straight line to a dot, creating another triangle. Maybe this is coming right off of the triangle you just created. So you have a triangle attached to the previous triangle. Now pick a corner, any corner, and draw a line, straight line down to bisect that triangle. Again, you have two triangles. Now we're going to divide those two triangles into four triangles, and you can keep going. Maybe you want eight triangles, or depends also on how thick your pen is. It doesn't really matter. Now, if you haven't figured it out by now, we're drawing Munchen. So let's keep going. Find another dot that's going to be the apex of your next triangle and draw a line to an existing corner, drawing perhaps off of the triangle you just created. And then draw the next line, creating a third triangle. And again, pick a corner, it doesn't really matter, and then bisect that triangle. So now you have two triangles. Bisect it again, make four triangles. And again, if you want to create eight, and you can create more if you like, taking your time. Okay, let's do another one. Repeating the same process over and over again, don't forget to turn your tile, find a dot, and if you've run out of dots, you can always create more. And then create another triangle using the base of a previous triangle or Munchen to create that triangle, and then bisect the triangle, bisect the two triangles, and bisect each of them. Now, if you're used to drawing Munchen your own way, you can go ahead and do that. You don't have to follow the same way I'm instructing here. Let's add another triangle. Again, this Munchen is still concentrated in the center of the tile. It doesn't matter how big they are or how small they are, but we just keep building triangles off of the triangles that already exist and creating these lines, or like these we're like making fans out of these Munchens. And you should have 5, 6, 7, I don't know. It doesn't really matter, but the Munchens are still concentrated in the center. Okay, now let's move on to the next part. Now, we're going to extend these apexes of the triangles to the border. So find one of your Munchens, doesn't matter which one, and draw a straight line from a Munchen peak all the way to the borderline. And it doesn't matter which way this line goes, it's just a straight line out towards the borders, or to a border. And then turn the tile, find another apex or corner, and draw another line straight down to the borderline. Turning the tile, find another apex, and you can draw another line. These lines can be in any direction, but we keep rotating until you've gotten almost all of your corners with lines drawing down to that pencil border we started with. And what happens is you now have sections. I'm going to call these sections from now on. And let's go ahead and draw the border line. So take the pen and draw over the pencil line. Tracing over that pencil line, making that border now permanent. Turn the tile as you go to keep your hand comfortable. Good. Now we have these sections. Pick one section to keep empty. And if you forget which one that is in the end, it doesn't matter. But this is just an idea, a suggestion to keep one of these shapes, these open shapes, empty. Pick a section or a shape and aura the inside of that shape. And this aura is going to be a narrow aura, not right up against the shape itself, you know, but not wide. And a narrow border is what we're drawing. And then turn the tile if you want and add another aura line around the next space or shape. So we're adding aura lines inside of these sections or shapes, trying to keep about the same distance away from that shape's initial border. And keep rotating the tile, find a shape, create a narrow border by auraing inside that shape. And maybe keep one of those shapes, one of those sections, free of any auras or anything. Just keep it empty, a little bit of negative space there. Taking your time. Okay, so now all of those sections or spaces have borders. They've been aura'd, let's say. Now we're going to do the same thing again, but this time we're going to move that aura more towards the center of each shape, creating a wider band or a really wide border. So again, pick a section and create another aura'd shape inside that shape we just did, but it's going to be wider than the border you created before. And do that for every section that's been aura'd. Maybe trying to keep the same general spacing between each section. Now we're going to coffer these shapes. And we're going to do that by connecting the corners of the inner shapes or auras that we just drew. So find a section and find the very center of that section inside that inner aura that you just created. And find a corner, put your pen on that corner of the shape, and you should see its aura'd corner nearby. Draw a straight line from that inner shape to that first aura line you drew. And do that for every corner in that shape, rotating the tile, connecting the corners, the straight line. And then move on to the next section. I like thinking of these shapes as door panels or cabinet panels. Maybe that works for you too. Maybe mitered edges. You can remember that every time you move on to the next section, you can start by finding that center aura shape that you created, find a corner, and then find its related corner and draw a line to it. And if it looks like, you know, maybe your lines aren't so straight and maybe the corners aren't so well defined, well, make up a corner, and it doesn't really matter if the lines are perfect or if they're matching up perfectly to the corners. Just find the next shape and draw a line from one corner to the next. Just find a corner, find its related corner, and draw a line to it. We're keeping that outer border, that thin border that we created, clear of any lines. We're just connecting the inner shape and that broad or wide band that we created with our auras. The center, the very center, the inside is empty. So keep going until all of your sections have shapes that have been coffered. All right. Now the next thing we're going to do is fill that center space. And you can fill this with anything you like, maybe tipple, printemps, even you can fill it with poke leaf. But I'm going to fill these spaces with black. And you're more than welcome to join me. And if you have a thicker nibbed black pen, you can pick that up and use that. Or you can take your time and enjoy filling in that black space. So I'm going to take that center shape, and fill it with black. So now instead of them being door panels, because it's so black, maybe this black space is a well or a hole. It just keeps going down into the depths of the paper. Or maybe you want to fill this as a Zen gem. That might also be really pretty. Just going to each section as you go. And if you are filling the spaces with black and you have a very inky pen, keep in mind to keep your fingers away from those black spaces. The ink might still be wet. I'm using a Graphic One pen, and the ink tends to take longer to dry. So I have to remind myself as well to keep my fingers away from those black sections. Okay. So now that those spaces are filled, and I'm going to let the ink dry. So we're going to start working on the shading. And I'm going to start the shading with the Munchen. Find a edge of the munchkin, the triangle, where all the lines meet the base. So not the apex, but opposite of the apex, and lay down some graphite on that base. And then turn the tile and add some graphite onto the next base of the triangle, and keep going for all your triangles. Adding some graphite to the base of Munchkin. And then add a little bit of graphite at the apex to make that black a little bit more black at the tops of those triangles. And then when you're done, you can pick up your blending stump or tortillon and blend in that graphite at the base and apex of the Munchkin. Of course, if you have a preferred way of shading Munchkin, you are more than welcome to go ahead and do what you do best. Make your own shading rules. Good. And by now, the black ink in the center should be dry, but let's keep on adding some more graphite. Let's now add graphite to that coffered edge that we created. Now you can shade this any way you like, but for simplicity's sake, for this podcast, we're going to add graphite on the right side of each of those coffered lines. So straight lines that go from corner to corner. Lay down graphite to the right of each line. Just a little bit. And then we're going to pull that graphite out with our tortillon out towards the right of that line. And we're not going to put graphite over the whole section. We want to leave a little bit of white at the end. And maybe you have some spaces that are really small or very narrow. Just don't pull the pencil out too much. Don't pull that graphite out all the way. Leave a little bit of white shining through. And if you have a really long section, then you might need to add a little bit more graphite to extend that gray or that shadow a bit more. So go ahead and add graphite the same way in each section. Graphite to the right of the line, of that coffered line. And you can use any shading method you prefer. I'm laying down the graphite in a shape first and then drawing out the graphite. And then I move on to the next section following the same method. And I have here a really narrow coffered area, so I'm just going to darken that coffered line and maybe not bring out the graphite at all because it's so narrow. And of course, right next to it is a really long space. So to add a little extra graphite there. So if you're filling in the shapes with black and the ink is dry, go ahead and grab a white jelly roll pen. And we're going to add some stars or a little bit of accent here. And adding a little bit of love onto the black. So we're going to take that jelly roll pen, and I'm going to find an area of that black space. I'm going to pick the area closest to the border of my tile, and I'm going to concentrate my white dots, my stars, there, you know, like a little bit of confetti in the corners. Sometimes you have to get that white jelly roll started first. And like I said, I'm choosing the line or the area that's closest to the border, so furthest away from the munchin, and adding some dots, like little confetti in the corners there, random dots, turning the tile, and you can keep the dots in the same general area or not. It's just a way to add a little bit of interest in these black spaces. Okay, now that that's done, it's pretty much finished. The rest is up to you where you want to add a little bit more love. Maybe you want to color those borders with a different color, maybe with gold or some kind of colored pencil. I'm going to add one last thing here, and that is I'm going to add graphite to that empty space. The empty space where nothing was happening. I'm adding graphite to the edges of that space there and hoping that it kind of lifts this whole shape up a little bit. I'm not adding graphite to the borderline, just the shape that is connected to the munchin and the coffered sections. Just to kind of separate it out. And then I'll see if I want to add some shading at that borderline as well. Remember to hold out the tile about arm's length, give it a good look, see if you want to add anything else there. And I think for me that's looking good. I'm happy with that. Maybe a little bit more love here and there. And I think that's it for this class. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll listen next time. And until then, enjoy your tile. Bye.